Lunchtime arrives like a cold glass of water on a hot day. Even though I'm stuck downing a smoothie at my desk because there aren't any interns around to cover the phones, I seize the opportunity to dive back into my current audiobook obsession. Normally, I wouldn't dare listen to this type of material on my work-issued computer. But, in this case, WAP has optioned the novel and given the green light to go into production on a future adaptation soon. Since employees are encouraged to become familiar with the studio's newest projects, technically, I'm just doing my job. I pick up where I last left the young billionaire and his impressionable new girlfriend. Moments into my listening, he's just yanked out her tampon so they can do the deed, and I've crossed my legs in shock. I hear a gasp, realize the sound came from me, and shut my mouth so quickly I almost chip a tooth. No way this scene gets past the MPA. Ping! I'm still clutching my proverbial pearls when the sound of the elevator provides a sobering jolt. Quickly, I reach up and press the button on my earpiece to power off my headset. Then, the unthinkable happens.
"Tell me how bad you want this rock-hard cock." Caleb groaned through gritted teeth, hands firmly gripping the globes of her ass.
"Yes, yes, give it to me, Caleb. Please don't make me wait." Ashley cried in wanton ecstasy at the same time he thrust into her swollen cleft.
I am a deer in headlights, immobilized at the sound of smut blasting from my desktop at my place of work. The voices coming from the elevator are growing louder, too. Their footsteps are drawing nearer. Panicking, I fumble with the mouse in search of the X that'll put an end to this rapidly escalating scene.
"Come for me, Ashley!"